Now taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school baseball as the state tournament continues at Principal Park in Des Moines. Second-ranked Harlan held off a furious rally by Sioux City Helan to post an 8-6 victory in a Class 3A quarterfinal round game. Leading 8-2 in the top of the seventh inning, the Cyclones held on as the Crusaders scored four runs in the frame and brought the tying run to the plate.
Yeah, I got a little nervous in the last inning, especially when I kind of took my eye off the ball a little too early and kind of didn't stay focused very well. And that was, I got a little worried too. I'm like, maybe my error just cost us the game, but it didn't. So I'm happy.
That's Harlan first baseman Kyle Jewell. The Cyclones are hoping to take the next step after losing in the championship game in 2015.
But I mean, we're all pretty excited to be here and be back. But I think having the experience and like going deep in the tournament last year kind of is really, really helps us out.
Jewell finished the game with three hits and also scored three runs.
Yeah, I was seeing it really well, and I was just trying to stay back and not do too much with it and get myself out, and that worked well for me tonight.
Helan coach Andy Osborne was proud of the way his team rallied.
I think that's the biggest progression this team has made throughout the season is early on in the year we kind of just fold up tent and go home and did a nice job of competing that last inning. But, you know, throughout the game, just a few too many mistakes here or there, and Harlan's too good. You can't have any mistakes against Harlan. They're just they're too good a club.
Helan finished the game with 11 hits, but squandered several scoring opportunities.
I think we ended up leaving 11 on base, and that's kind of been what, throughout the tournament trail, we've had big hits when we need them, and we didn't get that today. But you credit Harlan's pitching on that. They've got two excellent arms, and their experience is, you know, it's tough to duplicate that. So they played a great game, and we just didn't have enough to get it done.
Once again, Harlan with the 8-6 win. Other scores were Solon 12-2 over Dubuque Wallard in six innings of play. Also, Carlisle beat Central DeWitt 8-7, and Pella was a 6-0 winner over Humboldt. The semifinals coming up then on Friday for Class 3A will look like this. At 11 o'clock, Carlisle will face Pella, and at 1:30, Harlan will take on Solon. In Class 4A tournament quarterfinal round action today, they're the final class to get out there and get their opportunity on the field. At 11 o'clock this morning, it'll be Waukee facing Johnston. At 1:30, Cedar Rapids Prairie takes on Davenport West. At 5 o'clock tonight, it's Iowa City West against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And at 7:30, Des Moines Roosevelt faces Urbandale. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Bartolo Colon pitched three-hit ball for seven sharp innings, and the New York Mets overcame another home run by Jed Jerko to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 on Tuesday night for a doubleheader split. Jerko homered in both ends and has connected seven times in nine games. His two-run shot helped St. Louis win the opener 3-2. Colon struck out eight and walked none after Jerko homered in the second and Alberto Rosario doubled in the third. Colon set down 14 of his final 15 batters. Addison Reed worked the eighth and Juris Familia closed for his 36th save after this year and 52nd in a row during the regular season. So a split there yesterday for the Cardinals. Once again, they did win that first game 3-2, and then the nightcap went to the Mets by that final of 3-1. Other scores in Major League Baseball, it was the White Sox beating the Cubs again 3-0. Seattle 7-4 over Pittsburgh. It was Colorado beating Baltimore 6-3. Toronto 7-6 over San Diego. Detroit was a 9-8 winner over Boston. Cleveland 7-6 over Washington. Miami beat Philadelphia 5-0. Also, it was Oakland beating Texas 6-3. The Yankees topped Houston 6-3. Milwaukee beat Arizona 9-4. Atlanta 2-0 over Minnesota. The Angels beat Kansas City, shut them out 13-0. And the Dodgers were 3-2 winners over Tampa Bay. And San Francisco also knocked off Cincinnati 9-7. To look at your Major League Baseball scoreboard. Also, other news for the Cardinals. They have put reliever Trevor Rosenthal on the 15-day disabled list because of inflammation in his right shoulder. The Cardinals made the move before the doubleheader yesterday against the Mets. They promoted lefty Dean Kiefer from the minors for his third stint with St. Louis this year. Rosenthal lost his closer's job in late June. The 26-year-old righty is 2-4 with a 5.13 ERA and 14 saves and 18 chances. Manager Mike Matheny recently said Rosenthal wouldn't be used in key spots for a while. He led the majors with a combined 93 saves the last two seasons. The Toronto Blue Jays have added another outfielder to their already imposing lineup. The Jays have picked up Melvin Upton Jr. and cash from the San Diego Padres for minor league right-hander Hansel Rodriguez. Upton is hitting a 255 with 16 home runs, 45 RBIs, 46 runs scored, and 20 stolen bases this season. The Padres will reportedly pay all but $5 million of the $22.5 million remaining on Upton's contract, which expires after next season. In some NFL news, Pete Carroll has received a contract extension. The Seattle Seahawks head coach agreed to the deal 2 days after the team finalized an extension with general manager John Snyder. ESPN reports that Carroll's deal runs through the 2019 season. Josh Gordon's return to football has been sidetracked again. The off-suspended Browns wide receiver has a quadriceps injury that will keep him out of training camp for at least 2 weeks. It's a new setback for Gordon, who hasn't played since 2014 and was suspended all of last season for multiple drug violations. He was just reinstated by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday. Anquan Boldin is joining the Detroit Lions, according to messages on the free agent receiver's Twitter account. Boldin played the last 3 seasons with the 49ers and had 69 receptions for 789 yards and 4 touchdowns last year. He helped the Ravens win a Super Bowl with current Lions head coach Jim Caldwell as offensive coordinator. Packers receiver Jordy Nelson has suffered a setback in his return from a torn right ACL that sidelined him all of last season. He says he has a minor issue with his left knee that will delay his participation in practice as training camp opens. And also in tennis news, Roger Federer says he will miss the rest of the 2016 tennis season. The winner of a record 17 Grand Slam titles says he needs to protect his surgically repaired left knee. He wrote on his Facebook page that he will also skip the Rio Olympics. And what a difference a year makes for the Iowa football team. A year ago, Coach Kirk Ferentz was being questioned about the direction of the program at Big Ten Media Day. This morning, Ferentz was asked about the Hawkeyes' chances of repeating as West Division champs after posting a 12-0 regular season mark.
Yeah, I think people are upbeat right now, and certainly outside of our building, probably more so. Yeah, I think that's where the things fluctuate a little bit more dramatically. But you know, I think everybody right now is confident. Although, you know, I think we were confident last year. And but at the end of the day, it really gets down to what you're doing and what you're investing, and how willing are you to follow through with it on a day-to-day basis.
Ferentz says the preseason polls played no factor in 2015 and they won't this season. This will be the first season that the Big Ten moves to a 9-game schedule. Iowa opens at home against Miami of Ohio on September 3rd. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.